Chapter 45. I have said already that but for the hazard of a journey to Tahiti, I should doubtless never have written this book. It is thither that after many wanderings Charles Strickland came, and it is there that he painted the pictures on which his fame most securely rests. I suppose no artist achieves completely the realization of the dream that obsesses him, and Strickland, harassed incessantly by his struggle with technique, managed perhaps less than others to express the vision that he saw with his mind's eye. But in Tahiti the circumstances were favourable to him. He found in his surroundings the accidents necessary for his inspiration to become effective. And his later pictures give at least a suggestion of what he sought. They offer the imagination something new and strange. It is as though, in this far country, his spirit that had wandered, disembodied, seeking a tenement, at last was able to clothe itself in flesh. To use the hackneyed phrase, here he found himself. It would seem natural that my visit to this remote island should immediately revive my interest in Strickland, but the work I was engaged in occupied my attention to the exclusion of whatever was irrelevant, and it was not till I had been there some days that I even remembered his connection with it. After all, I had not seen him for 15 years, and it was 9 since he died. But I think my arrival at Tahiti would have driven out of my head matters of much more immediate importance to me, and even after a week I found it not easy to order myself soberly. I remember that on my first morning I awoke early, and when I came onto the terrace of the hotel, no one was stirring. I wandered round to the kitchen, but it was locked, and on a bench outside it a native boy was sleeping. There seemed no chance of breakfast for some time, so I sauntered down to the waterfront. The Chinamen were already busy in their shops. The sky had still the pallor of dawn, and there was a ghostly silence on the lagoon. 10 miles away, the island of Moria, like some high fastness of the Holy Grail, guarded its mystery.